A senior judge is opening a long-delayed investigation into the July 7, 2005 suicide bombings that killed 52 people traveling on London's transit network. Lydia O'Kane reports.
For the people who lost loved ones on the 7th of July 2005, this inquest at the Royal Courts of Justice has been a long time coming. The delay was due to the pending prosecution of three people accused of helping the attackers choose their targets. But they were found innocent of the charge last year, paving the way for these proceedings to begin. The 7th of July 2005 began with commuters heading to work, buoyed up by the announcement the day before that London had won its bid to host the 2012 Olympics. Then the unthinkable happened. 52 people were killed when four British-born Muslims blew themselves up in coordinated attacks on three underground train lines and a bus as the morning rush hour drew to a close. A further 700 people were injured. Jane and John Taylor lost their 24-year-old daughter in the bombings. Speaking to the BBC, they expressed their hopes for the inquest.
I think the inquiry will bring an end to a certain chapter in our lives. It will not be the end. It will never be the end for us.
We can't have them back, but I don't want their deaths to be covered up.
British inquests are fact-finding inquiries that take place when a person dies violently or under unusual circumstances. They can't establish civil or criminal liability, but in this case, the investigation will give families of victims the chance to ask officials if more could have been done to prevent the attacks. I'm Lydia O'Kane.